For the purposes of people working within the ICANN organization, how would you describe the operative understanding of the word governance? What does it mean to you guys?
Well, both the board members and the staff people have said repeatedly that we don't have any mandate for governance, and we're not nothing we do attempts to exercise any such mandate.
Then what is your mandate? What is it that you do? I mean, it seems to me that's a kind of a semantic distinction that's not particularly meaningful.
I think that the number one problem that we have in this area is that people keep trying to reinterpret the government's white paper according to their own premises. And we take the white paper and our contract with the U.S. government very literally at exactly what the words say. And what the words say is technical management of the domain name system, and then it fills in some details underneath that, and it injects a transition period for our taking responsibility for various aspects of that.
But doesn't it, doesn't kind of holding to that line conflict with your recognition that what we've got with the internet is a technical, political, economic, and social phenomenon that's on a scale that we've perhaps never seen before? It seems to me that what you just said doesn't really kind of
the issue about
recognize that, and that's where we started with you.
I agree. What you said is quite consistent with what I said, namely, we don't believe that our charter deals with those broader issues. We don't see the intersection of what we've been asked to do in managing and administering the domain name system with those other.
So you're saying that decisions made about technical decisions made about the domain name system and all the things that flow from that, from uniform dispute resolution to trademark questions, that none of that has anything to do with broader policy questions that will shape the political, economic, social, et cetera, impact of the internet?
Well, at some level, everything's connected to everything else. But certainly, as I said to you in the email, I don't see anything beginning to approach what a group of law students would characterize as persuasive evidence of such a thing. We don't, for instance, have any direct connection to the enactment of trademark law.
Right.
And beyond that, going back to our charter, as a U.S. nonprofit corporation, we're essentially, not entirely, but we're essentially prohibited from undertaking political advocacy of any kind.